All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's a
False prophets.
A big one.
You know, it
Yeah.
seems like maybe you guys sent this in because you're dealing with some tough situations, huh? When
Yeah.
it's like, how do you even know who to believe?
Right.
Yeah.
To unpack all this, we're going to be looking at the book of Ezekiel,
Okay.
chapter 13.
All right.
Now, just to kind of set the scene, Ezekiel was a prophet himself living in ancient Israel.
Okay.
This was a time when prophets spoke on behalf of God,
Right.
which is a pretty big deal.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, it's like this ancient text, right?
Yeah.
It speaks to stuff we're going through today.
Oh, absolutely.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, the I mean the human struggle to know what's true and what's not, that's timeless.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay, so in chapter 13,
All right.
God tells Ezekiel to prophesy against other prophets.
I mean, just right off the bat, that's intense.
Right.
What is the deal with these other prophets?
Right.
Why is God calling them out like that?
These are what we would call false prophets,
Okay.
and they were claiming to speak for God, but
Ooh.
really they were pushing their own ideas,
Wow.
their own
So
desires.
sneaky. I've
Yay.
totally fallen for that before.
Yeah,
Where it's like someone tries to make you feel bad
right.
to get you to do something,
Yeah.
saying, because God wants you to.
That's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's especially dangerous because these false prophets, they were telling the Israelites,
Yeah.
everything's fine, peace is upon you.
Rip.
But in reality,
Ow.
things were not peaceful at all.
Wow.
They were giving people this false sense of security, and that was preventing them from facing the truth,
Okay.
turning back to God.
You know,
Hey,
so
Mom.
those influencers online,
Yes.
right, who are always pushing these like miracle cures
Yeah.
that don't actually work.
They prey on that desire. We
Yeah.
all have to find a quick fix.
To just make the problem go away.
Exactly, even if it's all fake.
Wow. That's such a good analogy.
Right.
Makes you think,
It
like,
makes you wonder,
yeah.
did people back then fall for this stuff as
Yeah.
easily as we do today?
Probably,
I
right?
think so.
Human nature, right?
Yeah.
We always want to believe the good stuff, even if it's not true.
Even if it's too good to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why in this chapter, God uses these super vivid images to describe their messages.
Okay.
He compares them to a flimsy wall covered in whitewash.
Oh, okay.
So it looks good from far away, but
Yeah.
when you get up close,
Well,
it
yeah.
can't handle any real pressure.
It all falls apart.
Exactly.
Like that lose 10 pounds in 3 days tea.
Oh,
I fell for that hard, total whitewash.
Yeah, it sounded amazing
It did
at nothing.
nothing.
Yeah.
So back in Ezekiel's time,
Go ahead.
what happened to these false prophets? Like, were there consequences
Absolutely.
besides just being wrong? I mean,
More than that, there were real repercussions.
Okay.
Ezekiel 13 lays it all out. First of all, their prophecies would fail,
Okay.
which, kind of makes sense.
Right.
They were also excluded from the community,
Oh, wow.
which was a huge deal back then.
Yeah.
And those flimsy walls they built
Right.
based on lies, God promised they would crumble.
Literally
Yeah.
under his judgment. I mean, it really makes you think about where you get your information from,
Right.
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the dangers
Yeah.
of false prophets, but how do we actually avoid falling for their traps today?
Well, that's where this call to discernment comes in,
Yep.
this chapter. It's
Yeah.
not just ancient history.
Is a warning
Oh.
for all of us.
Wow.
We're bombarded with information,
I win though.
opinions, influencers,
Yeah.
all claiming to have the answers.
Right.
It's a lot.
It can be overwhelming.
It really can be.
It's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't question everything all the time, right?
Well,
Like, you have to trust somebody.
trust is essential,
Yeah.
but healthy trust. It's built on discernment,
Right.
not just accepting whatever you hear.
So, how do you do that?
Ezekiel 13 highlights a few key principles.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay, first,
Yeah.
test the spirits.
Okay.
It's from 1 John 4:1.
All right.
Don't just accept something because it sounds good or because it comes from someone charismatic.
Right.
Look for evidence. Consider different perspective.
Okay.
Be willing to ask those tough questions.
So it's not about being like cynical,
Yeah.
but about really searching for the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The second principle is ground your beliefs in something solid.
Interesting.
For the Israelites, that was scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But for you,
it
might be your values.
Okay.
Scientific evidence or the wisdom of people you trust.
That makes sense.
The point,
yeah.
you have a strong foundation
okay.
that can handle anything.
So that when those storms of misinformation come,
right.
you won't get swept away.
Exactly.
You know, it makes me think sometimes the truth.
Yeah.
It's not always easy.
That's true.
It can be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It can challenge us.
Yeah.
And make us confront hard things.
You're absolutely right.
But like Ezekiel shows us facing the truth, even when it's tough, is way better than believing a comfortable lie.
It leads to something much more meaningful.
More real.
And it lasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So the big takeaway here is watch out for those shiny promises.
Right.
The easy answers.
Yeah.
The people who try to manipulate you by saying God said so.
Definitely.
Think critically about everything you see and hear.
Yeah.
Whose voice are you listening to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they building a wall of whitewash?
Right.
Or something real?
That's the question.
That's a really powerful question.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
For this deep dive.
It's been great.
I hope this has given you guys a lot to think about.
Absolutely.
As you continue on your own journey.
Right.
Of seeking truth and meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.